So when you grow in God, it makes it to understand everything is temporal. So there's no need killing yourself. So therefore, you come to understand that if you lose a loved one, yes, you love them, but because you've grown in the word of God that tells you the body is what has gone, but the spirit is not gone. The spirit and the soul has gone to the one that gave. And then you will still have connection with that spirit someday, where it came from, because God is a spirit and we don't see him. We can't see him now, but we will see him someday. So when you grow to that level, then getting unnecessarily edgy about things upon the face of the earth makes no sense. Fighting unnecessarily over cars, over property, makes no sense, because at the end of the day, you are not going to live forever to see these things. So that is why when you grow in the word, it helps you and brings to you more accurately and more powerfully and more effectively the words of God that says, my peace I give to you. My peace I leave with you, not as the world will give to you. So therefore, when you have bereavement, when you have things that are supposed to bring, you know, undue sorrow, you don't sorrow because you know that they were just given to you for a short period of time.
Right.
And that someday you also will leave this atmosphere. So that is what the wisdom of God teaches you, not to clamor unduly over material and physical things that are upon the face of the earth. So the comfort I have not to mourn unnecessarily, you know, overboard, you know, let me use the word overtly, over the loss of my only child as a single parent is because I know that he's not gone. Yes, I know he's gone physically. I can't see him. I miss his physicality. You know, let me use the, if I want to create the word physicability or whatever. But I know that the loss of, you know, beautiful treasures of the memories that we I have in my heart about him. And I know because the word of God says I will see him again. So I have consolation in there.
So you have consolation.
So if you become a child of God, you know, in depth, you will grow to that level where you're not bothered about, if they come and take your shoe, as long as you have life, you know you get another one.
Right, right.
If you park your car and you go outside and you don't see, you don't bother yourself on duty. As long as there's breath in your life and there's strength in your body, you know you'll walk again and then still get money. But because you don't have, you know, the spirit of God that makes you understand that all things are temporal, then that's when you get agitated. Hey, my iPhone, chineke, they don't steal them. Hey, my Lamborghini, they don't finish them. Hey, my husband, don't die. Hey, you understand me? You begin to agitate over things that are temporal.
Right.
Yes, but with God, peace becomes your portion.